Well, this is 106.1 The Corner, and this morning in the Corner Lounge for our Community Corner segment, we've got a very special interview, and a very timely interview guest this week, given the dramatic and awful earthquakes in Haiti. Mr. Bob Ferguson is here.
Hey, good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Bob. You are with Oxfam America, based out of Boston area, and your role is a music relations coordinator for Oxfam. So what does that mean? How does Oxfam work with different musicians and artists?
Well, Oxfam's an international relief and development organization, and we work on creating solutions to poverty, hunger, and injustice. And we're part of a consortium of agencies around the world under the umbrella of Oxfam International. And Oxfam has a long history of working with music artists to raise awareness of some of our campaigns. And sadly, sometimes our relief work when it comes to horrible tragedies, much like the earthquake in Haiti. Often bands will come to us and want to know how they can help or how they can share their fan base with us, or sometimes even, you know, how can they write a check and help our efforts. And it's my job to make sure that those people are taken care of and to use them in meaningful ways, to make sure that we can use their voice and their fans to make a difference around the world.
Now, how long has Oxfam been around? It goes back a few years.
Yeah, that's right. Oxfam has been around for the longest time in Europe, and we've been around in the United States since the late 70s. It's only recently, though, that we've really used music and sort of pop culture ways to get our message out to reach a broader base of support. But yeah, we've been in the United States since the late 70s.
We are talking with Bob Ferguson. He is with Oxfam America, the artist relations coordinator for music projects through Oxfam. Now, as far as the earthquake and just the unthinkable situation in Haiti this week, it sounds like some of the Oxfam-affiliated artists have jumped into action immediately.
Yeah, it's true. Coldplay were really quick in announcing that they are supporting our relief efforts and have donated a nice amount of money. And the organizers of the Glastonbury Festival in England, who traditionally give an awful lot of their proceeds from that gigantic festival to Oxfam, announced that they'll be doing even more this year to go directly to our Haiti relief. But yesterday, you know, when the news broke of exactly how terrible the situation was, a lot of our supporting artists got on the internet and sent out messages to their fans and just let them know that if people needed a reliable and reputable place to send money to, and if they wanted to help out with Haiti relief, that Oxfam America was a great way to do it. And so we had people like Coldplay and Wilco, Not a Surf, OAR, Michelle Branch, Questlove from the Roots, mm-hmm. Camera Obscura, Rhett Miller, you know, all these people who are sort of fans of ours, just told their fans, if you want to help out, go to oxfamamerica.org and make it happen.
And that's the primary website right there, is oxfamamerica.org?
Yeah, normally that's set up to show our broad base of work, but right now we have it set up that if you go to that site, the landing page will take you right to our Haiti relief work, because that's what people want to find out most about. And it'll give you a super easy way to donate some money and find out about some of the important things that we're doing there involving delivering water, sanitation services, and other important components to rescue and relief.
Well, certainly on behalf of the artists that you work with and kind of represent on these global causes, we would encourage our Corner listeners to take a look at that website this morning at oxfamamerica.org. Now, just to summarize your efforts with the earthquake crisis in Haiti, the first step for listeners who do want to get involved or want to make a contribution to Oxfam, just go right to the page, right?
Just go right to the page. What is needed right now are financial resources. You know, quite often people, their first reaction is, well, what do I have around the house that I can send? Maybe I can help that way. But unfortunately, things are so crazy down there, and the infrastructure is just not working in order to deliver things. You know, on a good day down there, much of their infrastructure doesn't work. So now after this horrible earthquake, it's really just shut down. So I can assure you a donation to Oxfam will result in good things happening. We are working with local partners to identify what's needed on a day-to-day basis. We're very flexible, and we can figure out the best way to use our resources, which include over 200 staffers there already, and our partnerships to help people get through this nasty time.
I've just seen some of the footage, on TV and through the internet, and it's unbelievable what's happened there. And
it's really devastating and heartbreaking. I mentioned a little bit earlier, much of our work has to do with responding with public health and water and sanitation services, because it's important to get that kind of stuff taken care of to prevent the spread of waterborne disease. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that can make a bad situation worse. And so that's really what we're concentrating on right now, is to make sure that we can figure out ways to deliver water and just keep people alive at this point.
So OxfamAmerica.org is the website to take a look at.
That's correct. And if you're interested in following us even further down the road, I'd invite your listeners to be fans of ours on Facebook. It's mm-hmm. facebook.com/OxfamAmerica. Very easy. Or on Twitter. Follow our Twitter feed. It's our Twitter name is OxfamAmerica. And we're always sending out information about what we do here and around the world. And oftentimes we'll let our followers know what we're doing with bands as well. It's not uncommon for us to send out a photo right from a concert.
And, sure.
Just to show what's going on in various parts around the United States.
Well, and we'll get a link posted on our page as well, on our community corner at 1061thecorner.com. But OxfamAmerica.org is the primary website. And Bob, thank you so much for joining us and taking a few minutes to tell us what's going on and just overall what kind of work Oxfam does.
Thanks for the opportunity. We really look forward to working with your listeners and making good things happen.